They were three bridges that kind of wrapped around each other. It was quite an accomplishment for the people building it, but quite a nightmare for those traveling it. And the bridges just literally went one over the other one tucked inside between them, and then went over to the other area, which was a snake, kind of an S shape. And it kept going around the other one, and then one on the bottom came all the way to the top and had kind of a big high bump on top and came all the way down, like about a 45-degree angle heading down to the ground again. And one was just a little bit over the water area, so that was a little bit of a concern too, especially with that real tight curve in there. And nobody really knew how to get by or get through this area without getting into some kind of congestion. There was always congestion on that bridge. I mean, really, who wants to be stuck on a bridge in traffic for hours on end because one car in front couldn't change lanes? Well, it happened all the time, and they had to do something about it, but of course they put all their money into this new structure and really didn't have much money to work with anymore, trying to build a new bridge. But they worked at it. They were trying. They went on fundraisers and all that kind of stuff. Let's get some money built up to kind of straighten out this bridge a little bit and maybe make it so that it's not so flexible and, you know, kind of wavy and bouncy. We don't need all that kind of stuff. So we need to figure out how we're going to do this so that everybody's going to be happy. Well, Tommy raised his hand and said, "I've got an idea." And they've heard Tommy's ideas before, but just kind of ignored him. Didn't want to really talk to Tommy because he had so many wild and crazy ideas that a lot of his ideas were such that they just didn't make any sense. Well, he wanted to put a tree in the middle of this whole structure. Why? Who knows? But he said with this tree, it's going to calm people down. They're going to be in the shade most of the time when they are in traffic, and especially when they're tied up in traffic. And it's going to make things so much better for everybody. This one tree is going to do it, he said. That's all we need. It's just the one big tree in the middle of everything, and that's going to work. And they all went, yeah. So time went by, and the traffic kept getting congested, and the cars were getting all banged up from trying to change lanes and falling off, or just about falling off, some of the bridges, because they were really tight corners, and they'd scrape the sides of their cars, and oh my gosh, everybody just hated to go to work. I mean, can you imagine saying to yourself, "I hope I make it to work today," without getting my car all scraped up, or a fender smashed, or back end rammed into, or run right straight into somebody else? It was just madness. Nobody wanted to do that. Nobody wanted to go to work under those conditions. Pretty soon they were starting to actually think of Tommy's idea about putting that tree in there, seeing they didn't have enough money to build a new structure. They would have to build three new bridges. Where were they going to get the money for that? You tell me. Where were they going to get it? But it was easy to plant a tree. That's all they had to do. Right down there, just right there in the middle there, there was a nice area that a tree could be planted. Well, they got together, about 20, maybe 25 people from the town. They got together and said, "You know what? I know Tommy's idea with that tree was kind of crazy, but what do you say we give it a try? Now, Jake over there with the where he has all the trees, or the plant place over there. I forgot the name of his business." "Well, it's a new business, and nobody really remembers it anyway, but we will in time, I'm sure. But I know what you're talking about. He's got those trees." "Yes, exactly. And that's what I'm telling you. Let's go get one of those trees. Yeah, and we'll plant it in there. And let's just see what happens. We'll get one that's partially grown already, so that it's already started, and then we'll be able to get that thing going. What do you think of that idea?" And they talked it over for a while and said, "Well, we'll give it a try, but Tommy's ideas have been pretty crazy lately. Let's give it a try anyway. What do you say? I mean, the tree's only going to cost a couple hundred dollars compared to thousands of dollars. Let's do it. If we don't like it, we can always cut it down. Right? Isn't that right? True? Okay. Let's do it then." So they did. They made a decision. We're going to do it. And Tommy got wind of this and said, "Holy smokes, I don't believe it. Guys are going to do it. That's fabulous. I can't believe it." Well, he was high almighty. He was happy right now. He thought, "They're going to use my idea. It's just great. I love it. I just love it." And Tommy, he was just one of those people that really, enjoyed the attention, and he enjoyed having great ideas because he enjoyed so much creating them. They were, to him, the creation and the development and the finished product was all he wanted. He loved the start to finish. He just loved it. And so they did. They went down to the store, that plant shop. They got that tree, and they brought it in, and they planted it up. And wasn't but a couple of months later, it started to show some signs of improvement. If you notice, they said, and they looked on their records, look at that. The accidents are being cut down. The traffic is actually starting to run smoother. And if you notice, nobody's complaining. Tommy's idea was great. Even though it was a crazy idea, it was still a good idea. And Tommy, he was really enjoying all this. And it wasn't long, within probably another 2-3 months, and pretty soon the traffic was running smooth as silk, just like uptown. Everything was going perfect. They'd be going around the corner and up and over the top and then round back and under again, and they would go all these motions and figure eights and you name it. It made it within that short span of those bridges. Some of them actually crossed from one bridge to the other midway, and it all worked perfectly. Everybody loved it. And from that day on, because of that tree, everybody was having a great time. They got shade in the summer, and it just was just wonderful. It kept everybody calm. It was pretty, and everybody liked it. It was something to talk about. No more complaints. Perfect traffic flow. Everything was just right. And almost zero accidents, which is a heck of a lot better than what it used to be, that's for sure. Sure, a car would bump into another one every now and then. I mean, what would you expect? With a configuration like that, something had to give. But that was very rare that it would happen. It was just perfect. Perfect conditions for the situation they were in. And Tommy was happy. The city folk were happy. Everybody was happy. And they all lived happily ever after. And that's the way it was. They all had a great time driving to and from work. Wherever they had to go to visit their grandmother or whatever, they were all going to have a great time traveling back and forth on this wild and crazy bridge. Or bridges, because sometimes they'd have to change lanes and travel to the other bridge midway, but that's a story in itself. And they had a great time. They had a wonderful time for years to come, all living a very happy life now, traveling back and forth on the bridge. Back and forth, 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 back and forth.